up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Would you think less of a man if he ordered quiche at a restaurant?
No.
I don't even know what quiche is.
Quiche is good.
What is quiche?
Oh, like a breakfast quiche?
Yeah.
Delicious.
What is it?
It's like a frittata.
Oh, okay.
Jinx.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
We're only down one run entering the bottom of that inning in the extra.
Right, but I always look at it, one run is better than no runs.
Print the shirt.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Well, a man in California has been arrested once again for the same crime. 38-year-old Kalees Crowder, the California butt sniffer, was arrested on Tuesday.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Save that.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis. And Shime.
There's something for Wiggy here, too. There's a horror category.
Oh, I thought...
Get your head out of the gutter.
I removed the at the end. I thought that's
no,
what you said.
No, horror.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up? Well, I missed you. Nice to be back.
We missed you.
Yeah, you are living your best life.
How did everything go in my absence yesterday?
Don't ask me.
Yeah, Courtney always does a great job driving the bus.
All right. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Greg. You working for free for about a month?
Me, what?
I said Greg is working for free for about a month.
Oh, wow. About a month.
Okay.
Birthdays are expensive.
Yes.
By the way, Curtis, stifling heat again today. Is
Hot
that the deal?
One. Yeah, okay. It's gonna. I actually am gonna be heading down to CBI tonight just to cool down. But it's gonna be in the 90s today and tomorrow.
Okay, mid to upper 90s.
Real feel approaching 99. Yeah, not fun.
Right, could be raining. Could be worse, Greg.
I understand.
Remember, we were there at the beginning.
Could be snow. Could be all those things.
And I have an observation, Greg. Do you remember old school?
Yes.
The scene where Will Ferrell gets all the answers and he's like having that out-of-body experience at the debate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's Courtney when you're not in.
Really?
Oh, man.
It's
no
like
flubs.
It's like a mix of Mad Dog and Hannah Storm.
Yeah. She's like Rain. No. She's like Rain Man.
Really? You're kind of re-releasing me out into the wild.
So she's a completely different person this role.
Right.
As opposed to when she is, she's driving.
Oh, right. Man. Yeah.
I've explained it before. You make me nervous, and it's nothing. I said this yesterday. It's nothing that you do.
You nervous?
Yeah. I don't want to disappoint you. That's what it is.
You never could.
No,
don't let that bother
you.
No,
I know. That's the difference.
What disappoints me is when the Boston Red Sox have a lead in a baseball game and it starts to downpour and the umpire, who is granted the decision to end the baseball game, does not end the baseball game.
Yeah,
and the Red Sox go on to lose the baseball game. That is what bothers me.
Yeah, last night was a weird one. I thought the way that they were talking about it, it was like, all right, they're trying to figure out how can they play it tomorrow and that kind of thing, because like they were saying, like, you know, it was like torrential downpours coming in, like winds were going to be ridiculous.
In my mind, it was only a 90-minute delay. So overall, they must be able to look at it and say, this is just going to pass and we're going to be able to finish this out. But I agree with you. Like, for three outs, why do you continue the game?
Yeah,
if they're winning.
Yes. That one should not count. Is there a change.org petition opportunity here or something, Curtis?
Yes. I'm at the front of the line.
Protest the game, Greg.
But listen, I'm sure you guys spent the day on it yesterday, but you won the series against the Dodgers, and you are in prime position to do something, to do anything,
yep.
To sign anybody, and to get something done before Friday. So,
John! Hey, Raffy! Hey, anybody!
Yeah. But did you see the new messaging out of the Red Sox? And I love Lou. We all love Lou. Lou Maloney.
Yeah.
But he was tweeting yesterday and basically was mocking those that ever believed they would reallocate all of the financial resources they gained when trading Devers in season.
Yeah,
it'll be after the year. Well, that's not what the organization said.
I saw that because he was talking about Joe Ryan has always been an unobtainable, big, shiny object.
Right.
And he was talking about there's no reason why the Rays would part with a first baseman who is he basically was saying there's just not going to be much out there, Curtis, for them to go and get. And that Jaron Duran will be traded in the offseason and not now.
Right.
So,
but I'm just getting ahead of it. That's not going to fly.
Mm.
Like, Friday morning at this time, if that's the rationale, you're going to have at least 80% of your fan base demanding answers.
In Minnesota, they were talking about this yesterday and during the game. They were already, like, shipping off pieces of their, you know, baseball team. So, I'm not saying that that's, you know, Joe Ryan is going to move, but they were talking about they're probably going to move on, you know, the kid who was closing, the Duran kid.
Yeah.
They're probably going to trade him, but they traded some other guy.
Well, if we're talking about the same social media message from Lou Curtis, at the end he said, and he sounds fine with it, he said, you get your number two starter in the offseason, which essentially means that you don't have a number two starter going the rest of the way through this season.
And you need one. I mean,
where was Lou's tweet saying that they didn't get a second starter this past offseason and ripping the organization for it?
Right.
I don't know. But last night is another game. Like, you can't depend on Dick Fitz. Like, you can't depend on Dick Fitz, Walker Buehler. I mean, even I know Giolito's pitching tonight, but who the hell knows Bayo? Like, you just...
falls on Dick Fitz.
If you want to be able
Can we create a t-shirt that says, if the...
If you want to make a legitimate run, you need a guy that, other than Crochet, that you can depend on, right? And their starters, they can't depend on it. And, you know, and unfortunately, there were some guys they must have had they were saying the flight from Detroit must have been, like, super bumpy because guys were sick. Like, Whitlock couldn't pitch because he had an upset stomach.
They were saying that it was the worst flight a lot of them had ever been on. So.
Yeah, they were saying it was crazy. Well, it was supposed to be crazy late last night in Minnesota.
Did they take Kraft 1? What was the plane that they were on?
No, I don't know. Probably the Henry Jet.
Yeah.
But
Team really creates a lot of excuses for itself. I mean, they had a bumpy plane ride?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. And I guess the turbulence must have messed up Whitlock's stomach.
Right. You go on a roller coaster, you feel sick for 15 minutes. You're not sick for like 10 hours.
Yeah.
Motion sickness doesn't stay with you. Am I wrong?
I don't listen.
Right.
No,
I don't
you're
know.
Correct about that.
I don't get on roller coasters.
You're correct about that.
But,
well, it does seem like they've decided internally that they're not parting with Jaron Duran. So,
right.
Which is unfortunate because I think that's really where you get the value. Like, I understand you got great prospects and You've been building that system, and that's what Heim Bloom did, and so I understand that, but I just don't think you're going to get what you need to get over the hump.
Right.
And they must be, I don't know, do you think they looked at the Dodgers series and they felt like they don't really need to add a giant piece to this team?
Winning would require a piece because they might be fine to get the third wild card, but the more you win, then the more you add. That's why we assumed they had to keep winning or turn things around before the 4th of July, because if they weren't winning, they weren't going to invest. Sam Kennedy told us, if we're in contention, if we're a winning team, we will invest in this roster.
Yeah, and that,
and you didn't beat the Dodgers best. I mean, you had Crochet Saturday night. The caller that joined us before the series said their starters, we were facing the three worst starters the Dodgers had this year. So, no, I don't think that you sit back and say, oh, we're 4-6 in our last 10 games.
Right.
We're too good to add.
I think the way it's shaken up right now, you can't just be happy with, all right, there's four teams basically half game out fighting for that, you know, first wild card spot. Three teams are going to make it. You're one of those four teams. You can't be happy with that and saying, all right, maybe what are we, 6.5 behind in the division?
Yep.
You can't be happy with that and say, all right, we'll get some guys healthy. We should be able to make the postseason, and we'll go from there. Because everybody knows from watching this team, when it comes to starting pitching, other than Crochet, you can't really depend on anybody. I think the bats are fine.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need like a first baseman or anything like that. Even if you keep Duran, you have plenty of bats. You can hit the baseball. You know, you can do some things. I like they played aggressive last night with David Hamilton stalling second and stalling third, and that's what's ultimately gave them the opportunity to go up one in the ninth.
Well, it sounds like the Yankees are inquiring about the availability of Hamilton, which, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't – who cares?
Yeah,
go ahead and see what you can get there. But, yeah. All right. Well, a loss for the Red Sox last night. That has a couple of the Guardians guys very nervous because they took the Sox win and the over on FanDuel. Ooh. So a couple of those guys are very upset about that outcome.
I will say this, like the way they botched or intentionally concealed the Shohei thing.
Uh-huh.
If you're anybody else, don't you say F off? Like,
well, I mean, so do you think that those two guys
mm-hmm.
have been suspended from Cleveland because of a wagering investigation? Do you think that those are the only two guys in Major League Baseball who are on one of the apps wagering on themselves or on others? Probably not,
nope.
Right?
Not a chance.
I mean, you're right, Curtis. They kind of swept the Shohei thing. They were able to find the fall guy on the Shohei thing and sweep that under the rug. But I have to believe that there are more guys if it's... It's not limited to two guys on one team if there are two guys on one team that are doing it.
I wouldn't be surprised if more people are doing it than not in some capacity. Like
that makes me feel bad about mm-hmm. about people, about society. If you think there are more guys than not that are betting on themselves or on others?
In some capacity.
Oh,
like whether giving money to friends. Like in my mind,
mm-hmm.
betting is such a massive part of life right now. And I know that they're not supposed to be doing it, but I'm not saying that you're a bad guy for doing it. But I can't see it being less than half.
Yeah, but you have to have... I think you have to have a problem. If you if you are a professional athlete and you are betting on sports, you have a major itch when it comes to gambling.
Wiggy.
Like Michael Jordan had a problem.
Of course. But
right?
What did you do every flight?
Yeah, but that was gambling playing cards.
Right.
Though.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No. But that, I had the itch. But that was gambling playing cards.
I know. Gambling.
No. There's a difference when you know, like me gambling on an airplane couldn't affect me getting suspended.
Wiggy, if you could have gambled on your phone when you were an athlete making millions mm-hmm. of dollars, you would have been doing it.
No, I wouldn't have. Like, that's
because you don't want to risk giving up your
car. I don't want to risk giving up my potential earnings or my livelihood.
No, I'm not talking about your team. I'm saying you could have played poker on your phone.
Yeah, but
when you were,
but Curtis, poker and playing Blu-ray and Tonk on an airplane is completely different than betting on an app for whether it's betting for your team, betting on the NFL, betting on your sport. When they tell you you cannot bet on your sport, that is completely different than just playing cards on an airplane. Because, one, you know if you get caught doing it, you're going to get suspended and you could potentially be banned.
But what happens if you gamble a lot, by and large?
What do you mean what happens if
you lose?
You lose.
Yeah, I understand that.
Let's just work with me, Wake. So you lose money because of the ease with which you can gamble and the nature in which you can do it, which is nobody stigmatizing it. Nobody knows you're doing it. It's on your phone. Then you get desperate because you're out a crap load of money. And you go, hey, well, what if I did
but
this?
But that's a problem.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good point, though. What you just said is it because these guys can bet on other things. They just can't bet on their own sport. So you're right. You would have to have a serious addiction for you to then turn it from just, oh, I like betting and I can bet on these other things to actually I'm going to risk my entire contract
and do it
this way.
I don't know that it has to be a serious addiction. I think it's... If you're, you know, struggling financially or you get in a hole, like Curtis says, it's very easy for you as a pitcher, for instance, to throw what they're calling non-competitive pitches. You know?
But if you're in a hole, Greg, then that means you have a problem. If you are in a hole because of gambling, that means you have an issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Scheim on this year is up $27. And am I correct about that, Scheim, or is it now 28?
Actually, it's 27.75.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Would have been way more if Jake Knapp came through.
We will get to that this morning on this show. Is there a looming issue when it comes to Major League Baseball and to players who are betting on it? And so that is all coming up. Our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And they said it at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday. News with Courtney at 7:45. And apparently slow fairway play led to violence in Florida, not like the rest of us.
I love golf violence.
Did you guys schedule the match in my absence or anything? Where are we on match two? What's going on with that?
I don't know.
What do you mean? You were all over social media with a challenge for Scheim.
It wasn't really a challenge. It was just like I played better than Scheim did at the match.
Yeah, she likes to make fun of me.
Yeah.
All right, so
I don't know.
Are we leaning toward no match, too?
I will talk.
Doesn't seem like there's much juice there.
I guess not.
It's like a buildup. It's like two fighters, and you're like, do we really need a fight?
Yeah, no. Okay. Leaning toward not doing it?
Well, I just feel like Scheim plays so much more than I do. I had a good day on the course. I did play much better than he played in his match.
What if he throws you a bone, and you get some...
I don't want to be thrown a bone. If I'm going to win, I want to win.
He gives you some strokes.
Yeah. No, I want to be like prepared for something like this, and I'm just not.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Would a weed seltzer help?
No.
Okay.
They are very good, though.
Ooh, what if we played mini putt for the
match? I would do that.
All right.
So really except my short game's really my problem.
It doesn't do the same.
It's no juice here, man. No. Yeah, Scheim's not talking crap. Courtney's like, I don't really want to do it. She went from like, yo,
it's hard to talk crap to someone that doesn't want to do it, Wiggy.
Right? No, I know that, but Courtney was talking trash initially. Now
I really
wasn't
talking trash. I just said like I played better, and I did than Scheim did in the match against Greg.
I know, but you threw that shot.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't a shot. It was a statement, a correct one.
Oh, we'll sit on that.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Same number if you decide you want to text the show. And a reminder that you can always leave us a voice note on any topic, and we will play the best ones back at 9:20 during Hill Notes.
If we do the match again with Scheim, should we put the patrons right in front of where he's driving?
That's where they would be safest.
Yes,
they would. The good thing is, though, if we go back and play the same nine at Granite, Scheim will be able to find several balls that he left there during our match.
Yep.
Where was the point of entry?
Sorry, I'm a stickler for the rules. You know
maybe I'll actually be able to get out of the sand this time.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending this first hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped the first against the Twins, 5-4 the final in Minnesota, despite a 3-run fifth inning that showed some life and a 4-3 lead in the top of the ninth that was halted by a 90-minute rain delay. Richard Fitz went 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 2. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one in Minnesota tonight, 7:40, first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:40 on the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots went full contact for the first time yesterday, and Christian Gonzalez exited the practice with a left leg injury.
Not good.
Yeah, there's no update on the status of what this injury is. I saw some people on X saying it looked like a pulled hammy.
All right.
But there is no official statement on what the injury is. But Jalen Polk is back, looking pretty good. Another fully padded practice today at 10:15.
Okay.
Right. And we heard from Deion Sanders yesterday alongside his medical team. Sanders announced that he was diagnosed with bladder cancer earlier this year and had his bladder removed to become cancer-free.
Wow.
Here's a bit from Deion.
I couldn't, but slowly but surely I built myself back up to where I'm able, I'm strong, I'm ready. I'm still probably about 12 pounds down. I'm going to get that right. I'm gonna fill these overalls up like no other. But it has been a tremendous journey, and I'm truly thankful that God is so good. God is so good. You have no idea. You have no idea how good God has been for me to be here. You have no idea.
All right.
He also talked about Junior, his son Junior, being by his side throughout the entire thing, not leaving his side. So happy for him. That
and his
all
new
is good.
And his girl Karrueche Tran, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and he has a new what?
I
a
think.
New-
he- Yeah,
your girlfriend.
Well, yeah, I mean the Karrueche Tran. She must be his girlfriend. She used to date Chris Brown and a couple other people.
And was with him in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, she did some videos in the hospital.
And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lower prices and starmarket.com/lower prices. Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. That is what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Well, if you're like me, you may have a laundry issue today. Maybe, what is it, a 2 or 3 shirt day for me, Curtis, today? Mid-90s, upper 90s, something like that? Hazy, hot, humid, all that nonsense?
Baker's dozen for you, Greg.
Okay. All right. Well, it's summertime, and that we wish for it all winter long, so don't complain about it. But it is going to be a hot one today and through the week. And it's looking good forecast-wise for Flex Friday at the Tipsy Seagull on Friday morning. So should be a beautiful day, and we can't wait to see you out there on Friday morning.
I don't know if it's looking great.
Oh, no.
I mean,
I saw the forecast last night, and it said they had the sun on it on Friday.
It looks like dodging some raindrops and feels like the mid-60s.
Okay, well, that's fine. I mean, listen. You people have demonstrated your will and your strength and your courage, and you will be there with us, I'm sure, for Flex Friday at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River on Friday morning, and cannot wait to get out there. Now, were you asking, a texter says that you guys were talking about Happy Gilmore 2 and you want my review on it? Were you talking about that yesterday?
Yes.
It was meh. Yeah. Like, I didn't really enjoy it. I got to be honest with you. What, you liked it?
It wasn't as good as the first, but I had no expectations that it would be, but I did enjoy it. I was entertained the entire time. I hated the beginning.
This is the argument people have been using over the last 24, 48 hours, which was, I really didn't expect it would be as good as the first. Well, if you didn't expect that, why make it? Like, that's what I... Going into it, I said that it was going to be like Caddyshack 2, which is the worst movie ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you make a great golf movie, or you make a great movie in general, and then you turn around and it's a dud of a sequel, then what's the point of doing it?
Well, I guess I'm with Courtney.
For money.
If you're going with like ridiculously high expectations, like it's going to be something you haven't seen before, that's on you.
Well, in the Twitch chat, Apple 20...
2000 says, "Oh, Greg, lighten up. It was very entertaining." I didn't really think it was very entertaining.
I thought it was.
You didn't like all of the golfers in it. You didn't like
the cameos were fine. Like that's another thing too.
Part.
Like anybody can get a cameo. You pay somebody to do. Like I mean, I guess what Zalator was good. He was the
Bryson was good.
Yeah.
I just like that we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but the fact that the internet was able to get Adam Sandler to then bring Will in to be the former caddy.
Yeah.
And then that he grew up to be, you know, a golfer himself.
You love that Will pot.
I did. I thought it was, Santo did too. He was freaking out. But then the Bad Bunny part, I thought Bad Bunny was amazing in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was good.
I feel like, why can't we just say it wasn't a good movie, but it was an enjoyable trip down memory lane?
Yeah.
Bingo.
That's what it was.
Yeah. It was good for Netflix.
Right.
And there's nothing else on.
But it is social media. In the absence of Twitter, people would not be as gushing about it because they're afraid to sound like an old, out of touch person.
Correct.
If you don't like it. The opening scene to that movie was offensive. That you have 30 years, and that's how you open it.
Are we still no spoilers for that part, the beginning?
I don't know. Is that what you did yesterday?
Yeah,
did
but no I want to say something about it.
Well, just talk about the plot.
No, I want to say something specific about that. What happened
just
in the
beginning?
Okay.
Just say it.
I don't understand why you have to kill somebody off in the first minute. Because I was like, oh, maybe they couldn't commit to the entire movie. They're in the entire movie.
Right.
It mirrors the first Happy Gilmore movie. That's why they did it. Because Happy's dad died
from a major character like that. I just felt.
Right. But in order for them to make this second movie or for him to go in that dark place that he was in, he needs some type of tragedy.
Yeah,
and that's
kill someone else.
I mean,
who else is he going to kill?
You going to kill one of the kids?
Well, they killed the movie.
Yeah. So, Curtis, you didn't like it, right?
No, it was not. I mean, I understood what it was, but it was not a good movie.
It was. A texter makes a great point, as they often do on this show, on the Subaru of New England text line. Maybe it was in the Twitch chat. They also make great points in there. It was nostalgia, and that's about what it was. It was like a flashback to when you were younger. And did you laugh out loud at any point?
Couple parts.
Yeah.
It's not a movie that I would say, oh, I'm going to watch it again. I'm with Curtis. Like, it wasn't a great movie, but it just kept you entertained because whether it was through the, you just brought it up, the cameos, the nostalgia of the first one. But you know the movie has to give you something in a way of, okay, why does he make his triumphant return? And then what led him to potentially walking away from it?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing they could do.
I'm guessing that you and Shyam feel like it would have been better if George Lopez were starring in it.
Oh, well, if it's George Lopez cameo, I would have definitely gave it a B+. I was happy because I had watched Fantastic Four, so.
Yeah.
I was happy.
I mean, it just. The whole thing with Shooter and where he is.
But it's Adam Sandler.
That didn't make me laugh.
Greg, how many Adam Sandler movies?
I don't like a lot of his films.
That's my point.
But I loved Happy Gilmore. Like, it's just, you run the risk when you're dealing with something that is one of a kind and excellent, and that's what I think Happy Gilmore was. You run the risk of tarnishing it by doing a sequel that's not.
You don't tarnish it, though. Like, people are still going to reminisce about the original Happy Gilmore all the time because it's one of the great comedies of our time. One of the most best movies I've ever seen. Yeah. And, like, it's just, like, nothing you do is going to tarnish it. Like, it's just, I don't know.
I think bottom line is, would you rather not have had anything than have.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes, I would have.
Oh.
Yeah, and I also respect, like, the Office cast and, like, people that have been part of excellent either movies or TV shows that have avoided the itch that I'm sure Steve Carell and John Krasinski have been offered ungodly amounts of money to do something and that they haven't because they can't do it the same way. I really respect
that.
Yeah, but those are the only two. The rest of them, because they're not Steve Carell or John Krasinski, would do The Office in a minute.
They do a podcast reviewing every episode.
Right,
of
they do an Office commercials.
Yeah, but he's talking about Adam Sandler. He's saying Sandler could have resisted.
He's worth $700 million.
Right, but I think
but he has like a contract with Netflix that he makes a million movies, and so why not?
And Adam Sandler makes.
So why do anything well?
No, but Adam Sandler.
He hasn't made a good movie in like 2 decades.
Like, yeah,
what did you expect?
Uncut Gems.
What was it?
Okay, outside of. Yeah, Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems is a great movie.
But that wasn't an Adam Sandler directed and produced movie. That was
when Floor
he just started it.
When Floor properly and unstitches the clothing of the little girl that put on a bit of weight was really, that was heartwarming. Spanglish is one of the great movies.
Yeah,
of
but
all
Spanglish
time.
Is what? 20 years ago?
Well, you exactly, said decades. 15
yeah, two
years.
Decades is 20 that, years.
That's
dude.
Not 2 decades.
Sandler?
Yes, it is. A decade is 10 years.
Right.
15 is not two.
No, but I said 15 or 20 years ago. I don't remember when Spanglish came out. It was like in the 90s.
I saw it
I can't
twice
remember.
In the theaters.
But I think when you look at...
came out in 2004, 21 years ago.
Okay, so
suck it.
21 years. When you go to see... like when you think of Adam Sandler, you know his movies are going to be goofy and what to expect.
Yeah. Big Daddy was such a good movie.
But
great
that
movie.
Was 20 years ago.
So he's gotten dumber?
No, he's just... it's like you can only do Big Daddy, Waterboy... and
Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison
so many times before he's like, all right, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Billy passed the first grade.
Honestly, Murder Mystery wasn't bad. That was in the last decade.
That was so bad.
The yeah. two of them with Jennifer Aniston.
I gotta do Herbie Halloween.
He has like 100 movies with yeah. Jennifer
oh, is
Aniston.
Is that the one
too?
Where he goes yeah. on vacation with Jennifer Aniston? Yeah. And then the, yeah, no.
I mean,
yeah.
it's like
and
50 no. first dates.
You are
great
so
movie.
Not
go with it.
Yeah. You are so not invited to my bat mitzvah. That one was good as well.
What?
2023. Yeah. That's with all
of
his
of
daughters. It was very good.
Not good.
It was very
it's,
good.
It was not
the good. One with Al Pacino in it, yeah. Dunkachino. Like, that's what you expect from Sandler.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, there you go. You got all my right. review of it. I did not, I didn't think it was that great.
All
but
right.
it is what it is.
Well, wait till the Waterboy 2.
Let's, Shime, if we could, let's get going here.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
Chime, that is the Kinks, and You Really Got Me, and Leeds, brought to you today by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer and a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Chime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. So Jeff Passan has reported that Bryce Harper cussed out Rob Manfred in a meeting that Manfred had with the Philadelphia Phillies about... you know, just kind of laying out the landscape of current baseball economics, as he put it, because he never actually used the word salary cap, but that's basically what this was. He does check-ins with every team, and this was a meeting with the Phillies in which he was basically laying the groundwork for a possible MLB salary cap, to which the point... Bryce Harper ended up standing up and saying, get the F out of our clubhouse at the idea of there being a salary cap. And so I posed the question to you guys, do you believe... Bryce Harper, when he says that they are, quote, are not scared to lose 162 games, end quote, in order to prevent a Major League salary cap.
I do believe him, and mm-hmm. There are whispers already in Major League Baseball about a coming strike. So,
yeah.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, baseball players definitely, I think, would stand firm because of the guaranteed contracts that they get, where in the NFL, they're like, well, wait a second, I need to get paid during the season. So I could see baseball players holding firm.
It's the only sport that doesn't have a salary cap. They've yep. avoided that. And you look at the way John Henry has been leading the charge when it comes to trying to reduce the length of deals and the overall size of the bag that is available, and that may not be, from their perspective as owners, that may not be working. So I would mm-hmm. assume that they're going to stand firm on salary cap.
Well, if you think it's a coincidence that the Red Sox are now outside of the top 13 in payroll as this date is approaching, then you are mistaken. John Henry, the reason they got rid of Devers, outside of the fact that he was a douche, was that John Henry is looking for any excuse to shed long-term 10-plus-a-year, 30-plus-a-million-dollars-a-year deals because yeah. he wants to convince the owners that the NBA model is better, a lot more money up front for short deals.
And he's true. He's so right. The NBA model is the best model. I mean, I agree when you look at – because how many of those – 10-year, like 12-year Mookie Betts contracts are you looking after like year 5 or 6? You're like – wait a second. Now I still got to pay this guy, you know, another yep. 30 plus million for the next 6 years, and he's not doing well.
It's really impacted John Henry's bottom line, man.
No. I'm not saying it's impacted his bottom line, but I think the motto is better for sports. When you're kind of seeing the NFL kind of making that switch, too, to a lot of these guys, 4-year deals where they used to be like 6-year deals. Now it's, you know, 4 years and a lot of money up front.
And I know how we always make fun of Henry for the bottom line comment, but at the same time, that's how how rich people stay rich. Like they're not going to be willy-nilly with their money. So mm-hmm. that's why he's looking at it for the future and making sure that he's not going to put himself in any type of financial trouble. And I know that that's going to be very hard to do. He's one of the wealthiest people in Massachusetts, but at the same time, that's how rich people stay rich.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just don't root for that.
Can the game survive another strike?
Yeah, I think so.
Live TV will be king, and there is no other way for, like, everything else on linear TV is gone except sports because of gambling and because of cord cutting. So it may not be as popular, but it will survive.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. 22 people showed up for the Colbert protest.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Can someone explain to me how that means that we're the end of the free speech world? Like, why should we subsidize a guy by $40 million a year? Yeah, I don't understand
that. Greg, I think more people showed up to watch me embarrass myself at the match.
I just feel bad. They did, like, a rally to save the man's job, and only a couple dozen people showed up.
Right.
Well, maybe it was inconvenient time.
Wasn't he like the WNBA? Wasn't he losing money?
Yes, millions.
Yes, he was losing millions.
Was there more people at the Panthers Cup Parade or in front of Colbert's studio?
All right, Chime, good lead. Thank you. Will there be baseball after it's 26? Correct when that deal expires. With
I
the
believe
players?
That is correct, Greg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent question for today, and we will continue with more leads coming up next. Coming up, they said it at 7:20. That is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday in sports. Before we get back to leads, we should open up the Window World of Boston WEEI weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis. Whoa, it's hot out there, Curtis.
Oof.
Shut that thing.
Oh, God, muggy. 75 already feels almost like 80 in downtown Boston. We're going to be climbing to 95 this afternoon. It's going to feel like 98 at 4 p.m. Brutal, brutal heat out there today. Tomorrow, still not much relief, going to feel like 96 tomorrow afternoon, but then it'll break. And coming up on Thursday, we're going to drop into the upper 60s.
Okay.
I'm sorry, upper 70s, Friday, upper 60s. So, okay. But the weekend looks spectacular.
Do you want any of your weather spotters out there to fry an egg on the sidewalk later on or something and send you the video?
Funny you mention weather spotters.
Yes.
I have a Greg Hill Foundation idea for a T-shirt.
Yes, yes.
Yesterday, I was making my way around Castle Island. One jog, one walk, Greg. Two loops.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a gentleman walking, and he had a T-shirt that said Cindy Fitzgibbon Weather Squad.
Oh, that must have gone right up your craw.
I just looked at him and flipped him a double bird.
Yeah, I bet.
And I thought we should get...
Thank God it wasn't a Reiner Weather Watcher shirt, or you would have lost your mind.
I would have called someone to punch him. I have a great idea. Chris Curtis, Numbnuts Weather Spotters.
Oh, okay.
We spot your numbnuts.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I think that thing will sell like hotcakes.
Yeah. They can go out on the back deck in the winter and measure the snow for you and send that over.
I mean, people love mocking me when I say it's not going to snow and they show it snowing in, like, you know, Holden.
Yeah.
So we should get people the proper T-shirt to place next to the photo.
Okay. Well, you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. Curtis, good morning. Your lead today.
Good morning, Greg. I made a mistake. Yesterday was the 9-year anniversary of the single worst prediction in the history of sports prognostication. Here's what it sounded like.
Tom Brady's just about done. It could be his next game he plays, it could be a year from now, but he is going to fall off a cliff. Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order.
All right. Well, whoops. We all make mistakes. Since he said that, he won 3 more Super Bowls, went to 4, won an MVP, and dominated the NFL well into his 40s. Then the rest of yesterday on ESPN was all about how angry we should be that Patrick Mahomes wasn't a 99 on Madden. the latest sign of the apocalypse. Who cares what his rating is? And nobody talks about the fact that he's coming off the worst Super Bowl performance since Rich Gannon 20-plus years ago, and he's had consecutive mediocre regular seasons. 26 touchdown passes in 17 games last year, and in 2023, he had 27. If that's, and those were in 17-game seasons. If that's Tom Brady, we're talking about him falling off a cliff.
Mm.
But it's Patrick Mahomes that we're talking about should be a 99, not a 98 on a video game. It make sense.
There were some who thought he would certainly catch Tom Brady.
Yeah. And
some thought he already had.
Yeah. Yeah. He should be 99 club, though.
What?
He should be 99 club if you're playing Madden. I think, you know, just on pass.
And you just hand out 99s for your willy-nilly, huh?
There's a few guys that I think, you know, he should be 99. Would you put Lamar 99 club? I would.
Yes.
And I'd put Josh Allen.
Right.
Those would be my three 99 clubs on at the quarterback
position.
So you
don't want it based on previous season performance at all, then, is what you're saying?
No, I think when you look at, I mean, it's kind of based.
You don't want anybody held accountable.
No, I mean, I gave three. Those are the only three guys I'd give 99s to. As somebody who, you know, I don't play Madden crazy like that, but, you know, Brady would be a 99 if he came off a couple bad years.
And it may be on me. I am mocking the fact that ESPN did segments on his Madden rating. I am not mad about the Madden rating.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying it is, like, who gives a damn? Why are we talking about Patrick Mahomes being disrespected? He's coming off the worst Super Bowl I have seen in a generation, and he had two mediocre regular seasons. Those are just the facts. It was this media cult that was so horny to take Tom Brady off the stage, yet is obsessed with propping up Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Madden.
No, I don't play Madden. I just was mocked. I never knew that would be an ESPN segment talking about somebody's rating on a video game.
Curtis, thank you.
Yep.
We are going to get to a lead from Courtney coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What is the subject of your lead today?
Revenge body.
Ooh. Revenge body.
Yep.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I think some of you, especially you, may be outraged by my lead.
Ooh.
This morning.
Is it old head take?
No.
Okay.
It's just it involves something that we all end up using frequently during the year, and the way in which one of the brands that is in the space is thinking about pricing it going forward.
Ooh.
So. And I think it's going to outrage all of you. So we will get to the rest of today's leads next.